Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleas. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 57 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Opening statements were made today in the Chad Daybell trial in Boise, Idaho. He's facing the death penalty over the deaths of his ex-wife, Tammy Daybell, and two of his wife's children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. KSL News Radio's Adam Small was in the courtroom, and he joins us now live with the latest. Adam?
Maria, here it's been a completely packed house in Boise, as we expected here, just as it was for Lori Vallow Daybell's trial last year. This entire time as these opening statements were made, Chad has not made eye contact with any of us in the public viewing seats, just keeping his eyes forward or down. The only time he's really showed any facial expression is when he's just consulting in private with his attorney, John Pryor. In those opening statements, Madison County Prosecutor Rob Wood really honed in on the timeline of events from the time that Chad met Lori Vallow Daybell in St. George a few years ago until the point of all the lines where the kids went missing, when their bodies were discovered, and they basically focused on how they wanted to show the jury this entire timeline and how they wanted them at the end to end this chapter or the saga of people dying. And defense attorney John Pryor, in his opening remarks, he took a lot of time to really try to put any, involvement of Chad on the back burner and really just tried to pin it all, or it seemed like his main focus was pinning it on Lori and Alex Cox's involvement in this whole thing, and saying he was going to refuse some of the DNA fingerprint evidence, and that a lot of it was on Lori and Chad, or Lori and Alex, and not Chad. So, and now we're just getting our first witness that we're hearing from, a Rexford police detective. Again, Chad facing the death penalty. If he's convicted of this, we expect this to be a very lengthy trial and probably going for at least another couple hours today. Live in Boise, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Daybell's defense attorney John Pryor stood before the courtroom and the 18 jurors to explain their arguments for why Daybell should be found not guilty.
Dr. Hanpinkian is going to talk about several, and I mean several other hairs that were found on the plastic of J.J. Vallow. But he's also going to say that there was no DNA evidence, no hair sample of Chad Daybell on Tylee Ryan or on J.J. Vallow.
Again, the opening statements have concluded and the court has moved on to hearing from witnesses. We'll continue to bring you the latest. It's a case with even higher legal stakes than that of Lori Vallow Daybell. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnson explains.
Unlike Lori Vallow Daybell, Chad Daybell is facing the possibility of the death penalty. That could add a lot of time to the decision-making process for a brand new jury, who KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis says will have to assess both guilt and whether to hand down a death sentence. If either or both of these happen, Skordis says Daybell's legal team will almost certainly make multiple appeals that will have to work through both Idaho and federal courts.
Skordis says the appeals process could take a decade or more. First Lady Abby Cox is now out of surgery that was performed on her spine this morning at the University Hospital. Governor's office has released a statement saying that after weeks of debilitating pain, the First Lady had surgery to remove degenerative discs in her neck. They say that they're looking forward to her making a speedy recovery and resuming her duties soon. Human remains found in remote Box Elder County are believed to belong to a man who went missing almost 2 years ago. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit reports.
19-year-old Dylan Rounds went missing in May of 2022 after an odd run-in with a stranger, James Brenner. Rounds was working on a farm then, and the state medical examiner is working to confirm the remains do belong to Rounds.
Brenner was later charged for aggravated murder and desecration of a body. KSL's top national stories. Former President Trump says the Arizona State Supreme Court decision to uphold a law that prohibits all abortions except to save the life of the mother went too far. Speaking to reporters in Atlanta, Mr. Trump said that he thought the issue would be resolved in Arizona quickly, but the issue should be decided by each state.
So for 52 years, people have wanted to end Roe v. Wade to get it back to the states. We did that. It was an incredible thing, an incredible achievement. We did that, and now the states have it, and the states are putting out what they want. It's the will of the people.
Mr. Trump has been facing political pressure on abortion rights after issuing a video statement this week refusing to endorse a national abortion ban. Alan Weisselberg, an associate who has been loyal to the Trump family for 5 decades, is heading to jail today for 5 months. Prosecutors say Weisselberg lied about his role in inflating the value of Trump's penthouse apartment on Fifth Avenue in New York. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
He pleaded guilty to committing perjury, 2 counts, 2 felony counts, and he is off to jail now, and he knew it. He was not going to be coming out of this courthouse after he arrived, so he came to court not in a suit and tie, but in joggers and a windbreaker. And as soon as the judge imposed the sentence, Weisselberg declined to make a statement. He was immediately handcuffed and led from the courtroom on his way to Rikers Island.
The sentencing matched the district attorney's recommendation. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Inflation isn't budging. The latest report shows consumer prices were 3.5% higher in March than they were a year ago, inching upward slightly and coming in slightly higher than expectations. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
There were a couple of areas in this report. I was trying to find the good news for people. When you look at car prices, both used and new cars, those prices were down over the past month on a monthly basis. Airfare was also down, so some of the costs for travel that we've seen.
Shelter and gas are two areas that recorded higher prices, but prices for other goods were lower. Markets are reacting at this hour, with the Dow down right now by more than 400 points. We'll continue to watch that for you. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. UHP has just concluded a freeway slowdown northbound I-15 approaching 5300 south, but we do have some leftover heavy and slow traffic back to Midvale at 72nd south on northbound I-15. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I am listening for the traffic.
I'll always know if somebody's going to be late to work.
That's often what's on when I'm driving.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
This Friday from 10 to 1, the movie show comes to Sound Sleep Medical. But first, take the time to learn about a better night's rest. Sound Sleep Medical delivers oral appliance therapy that treats sleep apnea without the use of CPAP machines. They're professionally fit, warranted, and covered by most major medical insurance. End the days of a poor night's sleep. Sound Sleep Medical will help. Call Sound Sleep Medical at 801-716-8672 for details. Sound Sleep Medical.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Start your hardscape project with Geneva Rocks Ready Mix Concrete.
Ideal for patios, driveways, and sheds.
Geneva Rocks Ready Mix Concrete is rock solid.
Visit GenevaRock.com/DIY.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. Opening statements were made this morning in the Chad Daybell trial. Jurors now hearing from witnesses in that case. KSL News Time, 1208. The former treasurer of a homeowners association is facing jail time for embezzlement.
Sharon Gordon pled guilty to stealing more than $230,000 while she was the treasurer for the Lava Bluff HOA. A release from the United States Attorney's Office says Gordon diverted funds directly to her personal account, wrote checks to herself and her boyfriend, and then forged the signatures of other board members and deposited HOA checks representing member fees directly into her own account. In addition to spending a year and a day in home confinement, Gordon is required to pay nearly $80,000 in restitution. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
City Council of Mill Creek is moving forward with a new ordinance that would trade out regular billboards for digital ones. The vote to allow the installation of one digital sign was approved Monday, comes several weeks after the Mill Creek Planning Commission voted against going digital after many people spoke out against the plan. The city is planning to tear down some older billboards. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, traffic is back to normal once again northbound I-15 after a UHP slowdown in Murray to remove debris from the freeway on northbound I-15. It did back up traffic into Midvale, but we have good speeds on all the Salt Lake County freeways once again. I-15 in Utah County and Davis County looking good, with the exception of a right lane restricted due to road work northbound I-15 at Shepherd Lane in Farmington. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Spectacular spring weather is in store today. High of 62 with blue skies. Overnight, 43, clear skies. Tomorrow we'll go 71. We jump to 78 by Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And such a nice 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the International Olympic Committee is touring the Salt Lake City area this week to verify that this is the place for the 2034 Olympics. We'll hear from Olympian Trace Worthington on why they're going to want to come here. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. If these warmer temperatures have you thinking about shorts and sandals, and you've promised yourself that you're going to take off those extra pounds before the swimsuit season, then you're going to want to hear what's working for me. In 60 days, I lost 25 pounds following a plan designed just for me by Salt Lake City Fat Loss, and I'm convinced it's the secret to jump-starting your weight loss. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. It literally took the frustration out of dieting for me. Now, there's just an easy-to-follow meal plan, which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat that you're carrying around. Salt Lake City Fat Loss also does a great job of supporting my weight loss journey with their awesome app. It allows me to get answers to whatever concerns me, and it gives me great ideas and inspiration. There's no time to waste before summer. For a limited time, when you drop my name, Maria, you will save $200. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. I've lost 25 pounds. That's more than 4.5 inches off my waist alone. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Imagine this. You're at home, at work, or at school, and you hear a low rumble. Things are falling and breaking. You feel scared and confused. What do you do? How do you protect yourself and your loved ones? Earthquakes are a real and serious threat in Utah. According to the Utah Geological Survey, there's a 57% chance of a magnitude 6.0 or greater earthquake occurring in the Wasatch Front region in the next 50 years. That's why we invite you to join the world's largest earthquake drill, the Great Utah Shakeout, on April 18th, and practice the proven and recommended protective action, drop, cover, and hold on. Register at shakeout.org/Utah and be counted with over 1 million people in Utah who will drop, cover, and hold on at 10:15 a.m. on April 18th. The Great Utah Shakeout is for everyone and is an initiative of the Utah Division of Emergency Management. Find excellent resources to plan your drill and to prepare for an earthquake at shakeout.org/Utah.
Believe it or not, most small businesses don't have a 401k.
If you don't have a 401k, you are missing out on the greatest wealth creation tool ever created. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and many 401ks are overpriced for the employer, have expensive and underperforming investment options, and have tedious administrative provisions. Not at Trajan Wealth. We can set up a 401k for a company for only $8 per employee, a $65 per plan fee, plus a small advisory fee. That's right, not thousands or even the tens of thousands you've been quoted, and do it all in less time than it takes to sit in traffic. If you have five or more employees, these 401ks will help you attract and retain top talent. And if you're an employee and don't have a 401k, tell your boss. Call Trajan Wealth today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Services offered through a third-party partner.
Are you ready for the security implications of Microsoft Copilot? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit, April 25th. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's First Lady Abby Cox underwent surgery this morning. They hope she'll make a speedy recovery after spinal surgery to remove discs in her neck that were causing her a lot of pain. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, now that opening statements have concluded in the Chad Daybell trial, the jurors have started hearing from witnesses. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
We are looking at a crash-free, delay-free drive on your Valley freeways. We do have a right lane restricted with road work in Farmington. This is northbound I-15 approaching Shepherd Lane, but so far traffic getting along with no backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll jump another 5 to 7 degrees today with a high of 62. I'm Matt Johnson.
Boy, a nice day to be outside for lunch. 57 degrees sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. During a joint press conference with Japan's prime minister at the White House, President Biden says both countries are committed, along with Australia, to create a new military alliance in the Indo-Pacific region. The president also weighing in on the Israel-Hamas war, saying both the U.S. and Japan agree a ceasefire in Gaza is needed. It comes as talks for a ceasefire and hostage release deal are on hold. President Biden says the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself in the region from multiple threats.
Our commitment to Israel's security against these threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. Let me say it again, ironclad. We're going to do all we can to protect Israel's security.
Israel bracing for Iran to retaliate after Israel carried out targeted attacks in Damascus, killing a top Iranian military official. Reaction and backlash following the Arizona Supreme Court decision yesterday upholding an 1864 abortion ban. Today, former President Trump, who days ago says abortion access should be left up to states to decide, telling reporters ahead of a fundraiser in Atlanta that the Arizona Supreme Court overstepped. ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling goes into effect in less than 2 weeks and adds to the hot-button issue in this election year.
Arizona is bracing for one of the strictest abortion bans in the country after the state Supreme Court revived a 160-year-old law. The law was written in 1864, before Arizona was even a state and before women had the right to vote. No exceptions for rape or incest, only to protect the mother's life.
Longtime financial advisor at the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, ordered to serve 5 months in jail after committing perjury, lying about his role in inflating the value of Trump's New York penthouse. Weisselberg did not speak in court, and after the sentence, he was put in handcuffs and taken straight to Rikers Island. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The International Olympic Committee is in town touring the area that will likely host the 2034 Winter Olympics. But the IOC isn't just looking at the venues that Utah has to offer. Former Olympian Trace Worthington tells Dave and Dujanovic weather plays a big part as well.
Our weather is incredible. So that's the other thing, too. In comparison to other places that I've been to around the world, they're very spread out. And so in terms of weather, there's a variety of weather conditions that roll in. For instance, in 2010 in Vancouver, you know, raining down in the Cypress area and dumping snow up in Whistler. And then, you know, you have a lot of wind. We have very consistent weather and dry snow conditions here in Utah. It is the reason why we call it the greatest snow on earth, because it is. And, you know, our weather really suits the Olympics well, because we don't risk as many delays as other venues around the world, including China at the last Olympics and even Korea before that. We have very consistent conditions, and I love the proximity of all of the venues. I mean, we're tight.
We do expect one of the big changes to be many more competitions. It has just grown so much over the years. What are some of the new competitions out there that we may have not realized?
I think the ones that I'm aware of, I mean, the one that I'm excited about is mountaineering, which is great. It's basically, I don't know the exact rules of mountaineering, but ski mountaineering is going to be a new event that I think will cater Utahns well. You know, we have a lot of people who do that.
Worthington says the U.S. has a good chance of taking a lot of medals in mountaineering. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
A crash-free, delay-free drive on your valley freeways, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. But we have had some unusual delays. This is up by Hill Air Force Base, westbound on SR-193. Now, there is a little bit of busy and slow traffic approaching and passing Church Street, but most of the delays will go from North Fort Lane over to the South Gate area. So if that's your usual drive, just be prepared for some backups. Overall, the quiet drive continues on our main secondaries and our surface streets. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast looking pretty good, if I say so myself. 62 today, sunny skies, up to 71 tomorrow, sunny. Mostly sunny on Friday, couple of clouds scooting in here, but a mild high of 78. We dial it back to 75, mostly sunny on Saturday. Sunday, 69, partly cloudy. A little California storm tries to move on in here on Monday, 63, still just mostly cloudy. We drop to 60 on Tuesday with more clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 57 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A quick check of the markets. Markets not reacting positively to the new inflation numbers out today. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms. Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact Stephanie Palmer at KSL for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. Email spalmer@ksl.com. That's spalmer@ksl.com.
People decide to lose weight for all different kinds of reasons. I mean, I interviewed someone who told me that 30% of all Utahns are pre-diabetic. Maybe it's your health, or maybe it's the fact that summer's going to be here any day and you got a wedding this summer and you just want to feel more confident in your dress as the mother of the bride or the father of the bride.
And you know that's what's happening in my life this summer with my daughter, who lost 42 pounds on this great program. You talk about feeling confident. If you're the bride, that's your day.
People do it for all different reasons, like Jim.
You know, I have the family history of family members being obese, and I did not want that. And I figured now would be a good time that I could take control of something.
So whatever the reason is for you, today is the day to start the Soda Weight Loss Program.
Yeah, it's nice to know that message is getting out. And really, if people see you as good as you look today, they will want to get in on the program too. It is Soda Weight Loss. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com, which stands for
State of the Art.
It is State of the
Art.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Do you find it exhausting getting up from your favorite chair every day? Say goodbye to discomfort and hello to a world of ease. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And you have so many options when buying a lift chair. For the highest quality, always come to Alpine. Our lift chairs are more than just furniture. They're your ticket to independence and relaxation. Plus, with our spring savings event, we've just marked down some of our chairs that are ready for you to take home. With an unbelievable warranty, you can shop with confidence knowing your comfort is our priority. So stop by any of our 11 locations today and explore our high-quality inventory. Or visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com. Alpine Home Medical, we bring
wellness home. Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1225. Utah's caregivers are struggling. That's according to a new report from the Kempsey Gardner Institute.
A caregiver is someone who provides care for a friend or family member without financial compensation. More than 4 in 10 of these caregivers are reporting high levels of financial and emotional stress. The report says those feelings get more intense the more time you devote to caregiving. About half of caregivers work full-time. And many of them have made a work-related change due to this caregiving. The change is most often switching to hybrid or virtual work hours. So what helps caregivers feel supported? The report overwhelmingly points to sharing caregiving responsibilities with family members. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, Target is taking measures to combat theft at its self-checkouts. They'll be installing cameras at the checkout stations to detect anything that hasn't been scanned. Shoppers will then be alerted if they don't scan the item properly and tracked if they repeatedly fail to scan their items. The new system will be rolled out this year. 4% of online global content creators make six figures a year, according to Goldman Sachs research. YouTube, considered by creators to be one of the more lucrative platforms, has more than 3 million channels earning money. KSL Drives, Toyota unveiled the newest model of the 4Runner. It's the first update to the truck in 15 years. Customers will have an option to buy a gas-only or hybrid version of the sixth-generation model. Price is expected to be around $48,000 and above for various add-ons. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 511 points, sitting at 38,373. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ each down by more than a full percent. S&P down by 58 points. The NASDAQ down by 179.
Want to know what is grinding things to a halt in Congress?
We have to face reality right now.
You should have been listening to Inside Sources and Boyd Matheson's interview with Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
We literally are operating right now with the smallest majority in the history of the Congress. When it came to funding the government, we either get the best possible product we can, or we just shut the government down.
For firsthand information from inside sources, listen each day. Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Spend less time at the post office. With Formax and Mint mailing systems from Les Olson IT, you can quickly, accurately, and easily process your outgoing mail and even save on postage. Fold your documents, stuff and seal your envelopes, print addresses, weigh and measure to apply proper postage, all with the click of a button. With multiple model options available, you're sure to find a Formax solution and Mint mailing device that perfectly fits your business needs.
Les Olson IT.
An emergency can happen any second. Here's a few seconds to think about where you'd go. When you need medical care fast, the closest emergency room is a smart thing to know. Common Spirit Health ERs are your direct path between feeling scared or uncomfortable and feeling better. Find emergency care in your neighborhood at mountain.commonspirit.org.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Crews are on the scene of an accident. It's been there for a while. They are hoping to get this cleared any moment now. Eastbound I-80 by SR-196 out by Dugway in Tooele County. It had been affecting a left lane of traffic. But again, that is supposed to be wrapping up any moment now. And we haven't really seen any kind of delays due to that accident. Now, for those a little closer to home, traveling any of the Salt Lake County freeways, you're good to go. Our main secondaries are also in good shape. Murdoch Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL, lease for only $375. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures will be near normal for this time of year. 62 for the high, sunny skies, high pressure building. Overnight, we'll drop off to 43. Tomorrow, 71 and sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 58 degrees downtown. St. George at this hour at 67. Park City, though, it's at 43 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. The International Olympic Committee is in town touring Utah's venues for the 2034 Winter Games today. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
IOC officials want to see firsthand what Utah's infrastructure looks like a decade out from the Games, and they're getting a show. They started the tour with an opening event at the Rice-Eccles Stadium next to the 2002 Olympic Cauldron. Then later today, the committee will take a special tracks train to the Delta Center.
Over the next couple of days, the officials will visit all the legacy Olympic sites, including Snow Basin, Soldier Hollow, and the Olympic Oval in Kearns. The bid for the 2034 Winter Olympics is mostly in the bag for Salt Lake City. That's according to Olympian Trace Worthington, who tells David Dujanovic, Utah provides a lot of choices for skiing events, and the athletes have used them all before.
From an athlete perspective, and from the athletes that I speak to when I do commentary for NBC, it's amazing. They love it here.
Our weather is also more consistent across all the venues as opposed to what's happening in Vancouver in 2010. There are two versions of the Arizona Coyotes schedule being drawn up for the hockey season. One has the team playing in Phoenix and the other in Salt Lake City. The Daily Faceoff's Frank Cervalli reports that the Coyotes could stay in Arizona and build a new arena, but the team owner has also been talking to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith. Smith was asking for suggestions from the public about a possible team name for the NHL franchise. We are keeping a close eye on the potential dam break at Panguitch Lake. We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson, who has the latest.
Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management spoke with David Dujanovic this morning with some hopeful news.
Things maybe aren't looking as dire as they were yesterday, and there's a great team that are working together here in Panguitch, put together a plan.
That plan includes continuing to drain the lake along with breaking up a lot of ice that's been putting pressure on the dam. They're also bringing in large rocks to give added support to the compromised area, including the 60-foot crack in the dam. But out of an abundance of caution, officials want local residents to be ready for evacuation. If worst-case scenario happens, they will only have about 2 hours to evacuate. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Locals near the Panguitch Lake Dam are standing by awaiting any emergency evacuation notifications. David Walker is a business owner. He said he hopes that they can continue to drain the lake because the amount of water is one of the biggest concerns.
Depending on the snowpack and what's going on, the highest lake levels are being experienced now.
Currently, crews are working on cutting away ice that is putting pressure on the dam. What we're seeing at the dam on Panguitch Lake is nothing new. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas, and a look back.
In 1983, the DMAD irrigation dam broke and let the Sevier River surge through Delta, damaging homes and roads and flooding an apartment building to the second floor. In 1986, the Trial Lake Dam failed, drained the entire reservoir in the Uintas. A four-year-old out camping with his family died in the failure of the Little Deer Creek Dam near Camas in 1963. 61 homes were damaged when the Lob Canyon Dam near Santa Clara broke in 2012 after storms dropped 3 inches of rain in a couple of hours. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. The Environmental Protection Agency is taking additional strides to protect drinking water from getting contaminated by what's called PFAS or forever chemicals. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says the Biden administration will pledge more money for water testing and treatment, and they've established an enforceable drinking water standard.
With today's actions, we're one huge step closer to finally shutting off the tap on forever chemicals. And I promise that everything that this agency does to implement the standard will be done putting people first.
PFAS have been linked to cancer. They can also cause damage to the immune systems of children. High E. coli levels in the Seine could affect the Olympic triathlon event this summer in Paris.
The president of the Paris Games says the triathlon competition could be delayed or the swimming leg even canceled if adverse weather conditions impact on water quality in the river this summer. His comments come as the Surf Rider Foundation Europe organization warns of alarming bacteria levels. It claims that out of 14 samples taken over a six-month period, all but one showed poor water quality. The games start in just over 100 days. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Other national stories KSL is following. President Biden is welcoming the Japanese Prime Minister to the White House for an official state visit today. At the official welcoming ceremony, the president highlighted the close ties between the U.S. and Japan. He also said that they can deepen the relationship through new agreements on defense and technology. First look traffic, let's check in with Ricky Meese.
No accidents and no delays on your Valley freeways or main secondaries. However, do watch for a right lane blocked off due to road work. This is northbound I-15 by Shepherd Lane in Farmington. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3.
On KSL News Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or an IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. Mike Stevens and his team at Capital Wealth Advisors are here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 801-210-5500 today to schedule your risk analysis with Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors. That's 801-210-5500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, the International Olympic Committee is touring the area this week to survey Salt Lake's bid for the 2034 Olympics. On today's schedule is a tour of Rice-Eccles Stadium and a special tracks train ride to the Delta Center. KSL News Time, 12:38. Local medical students will be working with Provo City School District to offer kids free health screenings. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has more.
The program is named after Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi, who says this is a great opportunity to bring healthcare access to those who may not have it.
It's going to be an opportunity to receive the free annual opt-in health screenings, but they will especially be beneficial for the low-income and under-resourced communities.
Dr. Norman Wright, president of Norda College of Osteopathy, Osteopathic Medicine says this is also a great experience for their medical students to work with kids.
It's something they're well qualified to do. But even at that, this will also be staffed by licensed physicians who will be overseeing things.
The first health screening fair will be at Timpanogos Elementary School on May 1st for the families who opt in. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Valley University broke ground on their $20 million soccer stadium. The money to build it came from a donation from Utah Community Credit Union. It should be ready for play by the 2025 season. Utah ranks highly in working from home in 2024. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Utah ranks second in the nation for working from home, according to a new study by Wallet Hub. Courtney Hill McBeth, a provost at Western Governors University, an online school, is not surprised. She says Utah has a great environment and a well-educated workforce, but that's not the story.
I think the deeper and interesting part of the story is actually the value that Utahns put on family and home and work-life balance.
Which makes working from home a perfect plan. The study says Utah ranked highly due to the lowest cost in the nation for electricity, low cost for internet, and larger homes. Currently, about 14% of Utah's workforce signs in from home. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Little Cottonwood Canyon will be closed at 1:30 this afternoon for avalanche mitigation. Officials say to plan on leaving early if you're going out to snowbird for one last run. The closure will end around 3 o'clock. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's see if there are any trouble spots. Ricky?
No accidents, no delays. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. We have had a little bit of busy lunch hour traffic southbound on State Street in Murray at 45 to 5300 South. Nothing too out of the ordinary there. And then the rest of your main secondaries in good shape. If you're out and about to grab a bite to eat in the downtown area, no problems reported on the city streets of Salt Lake. Spend time with the ones you love in the most unique dining experiences in Utah. Five Alls Restaurant, five stars, five courses, full of history and tradition, open Wednesday through Saturday. Visit fivealls.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Dialing up some crystal clear skies and a high of 62 by this afternoon, 43 overnight. We'll go to 71 tomorrow with high pressure moving into the region. How about Friday, topping out at 78 with mostly sunny skies? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Such a pretty day. Sunny, 58 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, the crack in the Panguitch Lake Dam has emergency teams and residents in the area on high alert, ready to evacuate. Utah Division of Emergency Management has an update on the severity of that situation. That's coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. There are so many wonderful things coming up right around the corner here in the state of Utah. Take, for example, Conference Weekend in downtown Salt Lake City. Where are you going to take those special visitors from out of town for a great, great dinner? How about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Or take the drive up Parley's Canyon and go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. The food is beyond compare. Whether it's a steak or seafood or poultry, whatever it might be, you will never have a better meal than the meal waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And the side dishes, the desserts, and the attention to detail your serving staff is absolutely amazing at Ruth's Chris. And don't forget all the other great things that are coming up, too. You know, maybe you're going to go to the theater, a movie. Maybe you're going to head up and do a little skiing. The entertainment is waiting for you here in the state of Utah, and the great meal is waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Your neighbor Greg loves the springtime here in Utah, but he hates to paint, so he called Rhino Shield.
We live in a beautiful two-story home that was built in 1916. Really been prepped and painted very, very poorly.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
We really had a lot of detail work, and the team at Rhino Shield spent really 4 days just on the prep work, and we were so excited to see that. And the cleanup was just impeccable.
Utah, get the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield right now for 15% off the regular price.
We've gotten numerous compliments, and we've actually even had some of the longer-term residents of our community thank us for protecting the integrity of our home.
This offer is limited, so call now 435-246-4466, 435-246-4466, or rhinoshieldwest.com. Hey, go
Rhino Shield! KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
crews working on the Panguitch Lake Dam are optimistic as they continue to drain the water and apply mitigation efforts, but officials want residents to be prepared for evacuation if necessary. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, sources say two versions of the Arizona Coyotes schedule are being drawn up for the hockey season. One has the team playing in Phoenix, the other in Salt Lake City. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Valley Freeway traffic, well, you're good to go. No accidents or delays, but we do have a lane restricted in Farmington with road work taking up that right lane northbound I-15 near Shepherd Lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warming trend continues today with 70s expected tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's sunny, 58 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Backlash in Arizona over the state Supreme Court's ruling upholding the Civil War era abortion law, even from Donald Trump, who now says states should decide abortion access.
Former President Donald Trump says Arizona's 1864 abortion ban goes too far. Trump says with the fall of Roe v. Wade, for which he proudly takes credit, the will of the people will now prevail.
And now the states are handling it, and some have handled it very well, and the others will end up handling it very well.
In Arizona, abortion rights activists are aiming to put the issue on the ballot in November, a move that would likely boost Democratic voter turnout in that pivotal swing state. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden hosting Japan's prime minister at the White House, both countries pledging to expand a military alliance in the Indo-Pacific region. Consumer prices edged up in March, 3.5% higher than the same time last year. Many Americans seeing rising costs when it comes to shelter and gas. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're continuing to watch and keep you updated on the potential dam break at Panguitch Lake Dam. Utah Division of Emergency Management has stepped in. Wade Matthews with the division told Dave and Dujanovic the crews are actively working on solutions and the situation is not looking quite as dire as it was yesterday. So emergency responders are hopeful for a good outcome. Draining the lake is currently top priority, but they are also working on several other methods to help.
Continuing to draw down the reservoir as they've been doing since this started. They want to start cutting away the ice. There's still ice on the dam, which is putting pressure on the dam itself, and start cutting away the ice and reducing that pressure. And then bringing in some more riprap and some rock and things that they can put against the dam and try to reinforce that and give them a platform to work on as well to continue to strengthen the dam. The people downstream are still under an evacuation notice to be prepared to evacuate should the need arise. And if that need does arise, a notice will go out over the wireless emergency alert on cell phones. And right now we are planning a town hall meeting this evening at 6 p.m. in the Panguitch High School gymnasium for all the public that are in the area to just get more information from community leaders.
Keeping the community informed is one of the most important parts of the emergency response. The National Weather Service has gotten involved and issued a level 2 flash flood watch on the area. While crews are making progress on the dam, officials warn residents to be as prepared as possible. The dam is about 17 miles from the Panguitch community. If the dam broke, people would most likely have about 2 hours to evacuate. Matthew's advice is for people to get their things in order.
We want people to start preparing now still, thinking about their disaster supply kits, their important documents, important items that are important, you know, irreplaceable to them, and have those things ready to go if an evacuation order was given.
There are several ways emergency management will be notifying residents, so people in the area should make sure that they're signed up for email and text alerts, as well as following the social media pages for the Panguitch area. We will be following this story throughout the day and keeping you updated here on KSL News Radio. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Good speeds on all the valley freeways. That does include I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Our main secondaries are also problem-free at this time. We have had some heavy and slow traffic southbound on State Street going from 4500 to 53rd South. Murdoch Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL, lease for only $375. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast is looking like an absolute beaut. 62 today, sunny skies, goes to a perfect 71 tomorrow, sunny skies, and we bump it up to 78 on the warm side Friday with mostly sunny skies. Couple of clouds lingering on Saturday, 75, a little bit cooler. Partly cloudy, 69 on Sunday. Monday, more clouds, 63. We drop it off to 60 degrees on Tuesday, mostly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Not going to lie, I have a touch of spring fever. Such a beautiful afternoon. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 58 degrees. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Ooh, they are not doing so hot today. Not liking the new inflation numbers. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
There are products that offer up to a 20% upfront bonus just for opening an account and up to 12% per year for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I've heard from other advisors saying this is too good to be true. No, it's not. We are one of the few who can offer products like these because we're independent. We're not registered with a broker-dealer who tells us what we have to sell, and we don't have to answer to a board of directors who prioritize shareholders over clients. So, is an upfront bonus up to 20% and 12% per year growth for income too good to be true? For most advisors, yes, but not Trajan Wealth. The fact that many of our clients come from other financial advisors is a testament to our value. Experience the Trajan Wealth difference for yourself. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance.
Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America is offering an incredible deal. We'll pay the sales tax on every hot tub, swim spa, infrared sauna, and cold plunge sold. Now through April 15th, say goodbye to pesky extra charges and hello to unbeatable savings. We're your local hotspot for hot tubs, swim spas, infrared saunas, and cold plunge. We're not just any store. We're two local guys dedicated to bringing you the best prices and selection around. Step into our showroom and be amazed. We have hot tubs, swim spas, and saunas in every size, color, and model imaginable. From cozy two-seaters to luxurious party-sized tubs and the largest showroom of swim spas. When you buy local, you're not just getting a great deal, you're getting top-notch service too. With our in-house service technician, help is just a phone call away, because we believe in making your hot tub and swim spa experience as magical as possible. Hot Tub Factory Outlet, conveniently located next to Cowabunga Bay and Backyards of America in Sandy.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
How do you protect your business against cyber attacks and ransomware? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit. Register today at webcheckSecurity.com. That's webcheckSecurity.com.
KSL Newstime 1254, two tribal nations are suing social media companies over youth suicides. ABC's Sherry Preston has the story.
The Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota and the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin have filed a lawsuit against the owners of Instagram and Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, and Google. Their claim that those companies know what they're putting out is addictive and that those social media sites are leading to more suicides among Native American young people. The tribes say Native American kids and teenagers are particularly vulnerable to the negative effects of social media due to the complexities of indigenous identity in the United States. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, Delta beat their expected earnings for the first quarter of the year. The airline made $12.5 billion so far. That will only increase with a solid spring and summer travel outlook. Looks like it's going to cost a little more for stamps. U.S. Postal Service wants to raise the price by 5 cents. It would be the fourth increase since the start of 2023, with the last raise in January of this year. The Mega Millions jackpot is still up for grabs. No one won last night's drawing, which had a total of $97 million in it. The pot is expected to grow to $120 million by the next drawing on Friday. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 505 points. It sits at 38,369. S&P, it's down by 58. The NASDAQ down by 174 points. Politics are dividing Utah singles the way they divide other states.
Many Americans, especially millennials and Gen Z, say different politics are a dating deal breaker, but most Utah singles don't. 77% of single Utahns are willing to date across the political spectrum, according to a poll from the website Dating Advice. That's more than the national average, which sits at 63%. It's the state with the fourth highest rate. Less of those singles are partnering up and getting married, too. The Hill reports that in 2016, 30% of marriages were politically mixed, but by 2020, only 21% were. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.